Have you ever wondered why some people fall apart when they hit a setback, while others seem to grow stronger the more they're struck, the more they're struck? There's actually a concept behind this. It's called anti-fragility, and it was put forward by Nassim Taleb. What I find most interesting about this idea is the way it sorts things into three kinds. The fragile breaks when it takes a shock. The robust can hold up under a shock. But the anti-fragile is different. In the shock, it actually becomes stronger. Over time, I've come to believe something. People grow fastest, really, in a state where pain, emptiness, and high pressure keep alternating. If we're always trying to protect ourselves, no pain, no uncertainty, no fluctuation of any kind, then we're actually stripping away the raw material of growth. You think you are protecting yourself, but you are really weakening yourself. And we live in a heavy-tailed world. What that means is that extreme events aren't rare. They happen, and their impact is large. In a world like this, the kind of strategy that assumes everything is calm and then optimizes furiously turns out to be the most fragile spot of all. It looks the safest, and it's actually the most dangerous. So now I've started asking myself the question the other way around. The things I design, the life I live, am I trying to dodge every fluctuation, or can I gain something from it? That distinction may be what decides everything.